Okay. Before we get into the whole issue of whether you need a bezdin of Tamidi Chachomim, we learned yesterday that you don't need smuchin either because of the Torah Seichem or because of Shlichusayu Chavdinon. So you don't need smuchin. So Hedraitis are going to be kosher. What about, do you need a bezdin of Tamidi Chachomim? Before we get into that issue, I gave you the tshuva of Ramesha yesterday. Then Rav Moshe has an interesting shayla. We discussed whether you need a bezdin for mila. And Rav Moshe was asked the shayla of a cotton. They did mila on a ger cotton, but without a bezdin. Do you have to do hatofas damris with a bezdin? And Rav Moshe goes through an analysis of the whole issue of whether you need a bezdin, whether you need a bezdin by mila, and he gives a psak on this case. Basically, Rav Moshe, without going through all the details of Rav Moshe's tshuva, basically, Rav Moshe says there's a big machlokes whether there's a requirement of bezdin by mila, as we saw yesterday. The Bach held that there is no requirement of bezdin by mila. He brought a raya from the Rambam, from the Rif, that in the Gemara doesn't mention bezdin by mila, only by tefila. So the Bach is noiter, we're paskin that way, that mila does not require a bezdin, and Rav Moshe wants to say a chiddush, that even according to those who hold that bezdin is necessary by mila, the way the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, that you need a bezdin for the mila and for the tefila, so Rav Moshe wants to say that that's lechatchila, but b'di'evet you might only need a bezdin if the mila is the last stage of the gerus. If the tefila comes before the mila, so then the mila is what's creating the chalos of the gerus. So then you'll need a bezdin to be b'di'evet, to be ma'akim. But otherwise not, if the mila is the earliest stage of the gerus. But the Bach anyway holds that it's b'di'evet. Mila does not require a bezdin, and Rav Moshe's noiter is noiter like the Bach, or at the very least, Rav Moshe says it's a sofek. It'll be a sofek, but it's not that it's vaday going to passel the gerus if you do a mila without a bezdin. But he says the case of ger cotton is very different. Why is ger cotton different? That bezdin will be ma'akiv by the mila of a ger cotton. Because there was no kabbalas mitzvahs. There was no kabbalas mitzvahs. But he's saying, even according to the dogma of Revolva that we saw yesterday, that dogma of Revolva says that by a ger cotton, Laila is going to be ma'akiv, bezdin is going to be ma'akiv. That's only if you hold that bezdin is ma'akiv in mila. Then you can't say that b'di'evet it's the gemar din, right? That's what the Dogam Revolver says. But Rav Moshe says, according to the Bach, bezdin bichlal is not ma'akiv in mila, right? Bezdin bichlal is not ma'akiv in mila. And so maybe in this case where they did the gerus on the ger cotton, they did the mila without the bezdin, right, so maybe it should be okay. B'di'evet, it should be okay. You shouldn't have to do hatofas damris in front of a bezdin. But Rav Moshe says there's another reason why you need bezdin. Zochin liyadam shalei b'fonav. By ger cotton, the whole gerus works based on zochin liyadam shalei b'fonav. Who's the one who's zeicha? Who's zeicha? The bezdin is zeicha, right? Ger cotton madbil and also adas bezdin. And they're the ones who are doing the zechiyah of zochin liyadam shalei b'fonav. So therefore, you absolutely must have a bezdin because of the zechiyah. Not the bezdin machmas the fact that you need a gerus of mila and tefila in front of the bezdin, but they have to be zoicha in the gerus for the ger cotton because he has no das, and therefore. Ramesha says that you'll need the bezdin. There's a din zechiyah applies both by the mila and by the tefila. The whole gerus is through the process of zochim liyadon shalei b'fanav. And therefore, Ramesha says difference. If the father, we'll learn the sugya of ger kodin, but if the father brings the child to bezdin to be megayer him, right? The goyish father brings the child. So then you're not going to need. Then there's a zochin liyodim through the father, but if it's not the father who's doing it, so then the zochin liyodim shalom b'fonav has to be through the bezdin. So you need a bezdin for the mila in that case, Rav Meisha says, because of the zochin liyodim. Even if bezdin is not required for mila in the regular process of gerus, as the Bach paskins, but in the case of a ger kotten, Bezdin will be required because of the din of Zochin Liyadon Shelo B'Fanav. So that's what he paskined, when Moshe said. It all depends how the Ger Kotten's Gerus took place. If it was the father who brought him to be Megayer, so then the father is the one who's Zaycha for him. But if it's not the father, so then it has, you need a Bezdin for the Zochin Liyadon Shelo B'Fanav. That's Rav Moshe's psak. And therefore, he said, in a case like that, you'll have to do the mila over again, hatofes dabris, in front of a bezdin, because of the zochin liyadam shalei b'fanav. Okay, let's talk about tamidei chachamim. You don't need smuchin by the bezdin of gerus. What about tamidei chachamim? So who holds that you do need tamidei chachamim? Do you have any rayas that you do need tamidei chachamim? Or can you just use plain people who are not Talmidei Chachamim? Who's the one? Who's the shittis that hold that you need? The Miri says. The Miri says clearly that you need a Talmid Chachamim, even though you don't need smuchin because of l'doroseichem. You don't need mumchin, but you need Talmidei Chachamim. Right? So the Miri says that. The Rambam does not mention anything about Talmidei Chachamim. Rambam leaves it out. But the Rama does. The Rama in Shulchan Aruch, when he says you have three people, the Mechaber says you have three people standing there, Bishas Tefila, Modia, Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs. So the Rama adds on Talmidei Chachamim. Shlosha Talmidei Chachamim. He adds that on. But the Shulchan Aruch himself does not, the Mechaber does not mention Talmidei Chachamim, the Rambam does not mention Talmidei Chachamim, the Me'iri mentions it. And then we have two other Mekairis that maybe you do need Talmidei Chachamim. There's the Gemara in Kiddushin that we learned, right? Gemara in Kiddushin that asked the question about why can't you be Mekadesh an Isha Agoyo La'acha Shetizgayri? Why don't we say it's Biyodoy Lehizgayer? And therefore, there's no chisar in the Dovah Shalov Oli Yoylam, right? So what does the Gemara answer to that? It's not biyoto. Because miyema de mizdake kilei hane talsa. Who says you'll be able to get a bezdin to do the gerus? So it's not considered to be biyoto. It's not like the case of being mafish tumor from bechubor, likshed gitolej, because that certainly is biyoto. But then the Gemara asks another kasha. Gemara says, "El miyato hanoisin puto lishivchosav yoma hariat mikudeshas li laacha sheshtachoreich hochanami dehevel kedushin." So, why don't the Gemara ask, "What about if you say there's a din of biyodai? So why can't an owner of a shivcha kananis be mekadisha when she's a shivcha that the kedushin should be chal laacha sheshtachoreich?" Right? For after I'll be mishachri you. And that's biyodai. He could be mishachri her. So why don't we say, but the Mishnah says that's not going to be a valid kiddushin. Why don't we say biyodai over there? So the Gemara gives an answer. Hosa meikora behema hashta das acheres. The Gemara answers, whatever this means, but it's like she's a totally different person. Before that, when she was a shivcha, she had the status of Amadoy Milachamor, right? And every Kenani says Amadoy Milachamor. They have a status similar to a Behemah, and now it's a Das Acheres. They become like a totally different person. So it's certainly a dovah shalo ba'al yaylam. So even though it's biyoto l'shachmero, still it's a dovah shalo ba'al yaylam. That's the Gemara's answer. Right? So Tosis and the Tosis we hazokin have a big kasha over here. Right? They have a kasha. Why didn't the Gemara just answer that miyema the mizdakik leilo talso kin mishani liel v'imkein eino biyoto? The halacha is that what's the din when you mishachre an evi kanani or a shifra kanani? So what do you have to do? Tvila. Right? So they should have to undergo tvila in front of a bezdin, right? So we should say the same story that the Gemara said before by Geirus. Who says you'll be able to get a bezdin? So by the shifcha, who says you'll be able to get a bezdin? So it's really not biyodo. So why did the Gemara have to come up with a new answer? That by the case of the shifcha, before she was like a behema, now she's a das acheres, and therefore she's a totally different person. So it's considered to be a dovah shalo ba'al yaylam. Just answer, it's not biyodo. Just like the Gemara answered by the case of Geirus. Right. So Tosis gives an answer. What does Tosis answer? That Tosis says that this Gemara is going like the Manda'om in Yevomis, that Eved ein chayev bekalvolos mitzvos li'achas shichru. The process of becoming an Eved Kenani, maybe we'll have a shir on this later on, but just for the purpose of this Tosis, well, what happens when a goy becomes an Eved Kenani? Right? First there has to be kabbalas mitzvos, and the Geirus, Mila Utvila L'Shem Avdus. So he becomes an Eved Kenani. But then when the Odon is Mishachrehim, there has to be another Tvila. A second, after the Shichru, a second Tvila. Right? A second Tvila. So does that second Tvila require Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? Does he have to be Mekabla Mitzvahs over again, now that he's becoming a full-fledged Yisrael? Because as an Eved Kenani, he was only Chayiv and mitzvahs ki isha. And now when you mishachra him and he's toivel, he's chayiv and mitzvahs like a regular ben chayirin. Do you need a new kabbalah mitzvah? The Tosfos says it's a machlokes in the Gemara in Yevomis. There's one Madam who says that the tvila of shichrur does not require kabbalah mitzvahs after the shichrur. L'fisho yechayiv kodem shichrur v'mitzvahs ki isha, because he was chayiv in mitzvahs before. But he was only chayiv in mitzvahs ki isha. You don't need a new kabbalas mitzvahs. There had already been a kabbalas mitzvah. Im kein bishas kinyonu ha'mabin and also kidei lekabbala mitzvahs a tefila da acha shichur haynu tefilas ger vahilo boi shichur hahilo boi shloish. So Tosfos says bishah when he first became an Eved Kenani, then what? There was kabbalas mitzvahs in front of a bezdin. Now the tefila that you do after the shichur is only a tefila of geirus. It's a tefila of geirus. That's all. You don't need another kabbalas mitzvahs. Therefore, Tosfos holds. Tosfos l'shitasei. When do you need bezdin? When is bezdin ma'akiv? Kabbalas mitzvahs. This Tosfos is based on the previous Tosfos. That bezdin is only ma'akiv by kabbalas mitzvahs, not by tefila. So since the tefila la'achas shichur is only a tefila of geir, so you don't need bezdin over there. Right. That's why the Gemara couldn't use the reason that there's no biyodo. It's not biyodo that you'll get a bezdin. You don't need a bezdin by the tefila, right? Since there's no kabbalas mitzvahs by the tefila of shichrur, because there was already a kabbalas mitzvahs before when he became an eved, right, or a shivcha. So therefore, there's no requirement of bezdin, right? And that's why it's not biyodo. That's why Gemara had to give a new reason of das acheres. Before she was like a behema, now she becomes a das acheres. That's why it's a dovah shalo ba'al yaylam. So the Tosfos Rihazokin over here brings down this teretz, right? Brings down this teretz that by tefila you don't need a bezdin. The tefila la'acha shichrur of a shivcha, you don't need a bezdin. But he says that teretz is not going to work according to the Rambam. Because what does the Rambam hold? But you do need a bezdin. The Rambam writes in Hilchis in Isurei Bia and Halacha Yud Beis sheishtacho eved tzorich tefila acheres bifnei shlosha bayom. You need another tefila after the shichro in front of a bezdin and bayom shebo tigomar geiruso v'yia ki Yisrael. Very interesting Rambam. There's a whole Reb Chaim on this. We're not going to go into it now, though. But the Rambam says that that second tefillah is the completion of the Geirus. In other words, the original Geirus to become an Eved was a partial Geirus. He didn't have full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael. He's only Chayiv Mitzvahs Ki'isha. Right? So now the tefillah, La'ach HaShichro, that's the completion of the Geirus. It's a Maisa Geirus, that tefillah, and therefore, you need a bezdin of shlosha and bayom. The ain tzorich lekabel all of mitzvahs lo dio ikrei hadash shekvar hodiyu kishatova l'shem avdus. You don't need a kabbalas mitzvahs. You don't need ados mitzvahs because he already had that when he was migayer to become an eved kenani. But now this is the completion of the geirus to become a full fledged Yisrael, right? And therefore, you need that ma'aser tvila in front of a bezdin. So according to the Rambam, the tefillah la'ach ha'shichur does require a bezdin. So the Tosfos Ri HaZokin says, you can't give Tosfos teretz for the Rambam. It's a machlokes Tosfos and Tosfos in the Rambam, whether the tefillah la'ach ha'shichur requires a bezdin. According to the Rambam, that does require a bezdin. How are we going to answer? Why did the Gemara just say, it's not biyodai, and therefore it's a dov shalov oliyayim? So the Tosfos Ri HaZokin gives two answers to this question. Right? First answer, he says that it is biyodai in the case where an odoin is mishachre his eved, it's biyodai for him to get a bezdin. Here you have a Jew, right? You have a Yisrael who wants to be mishachre his eved, and to make the eved into a full-fledged Yisrael, right? He'll be able to find a bezdin. A goy might not, who wants to be megaya, might not be able to find a bezdin. They might not be willing to get involved. But if there's a Jew, an Odoin, who's Mishacha his Eved, and he wants to complete the Geirus on the Eved, he certainly will be able to find a Bezdin to do that. So it's not, there is no Chisorin V'Yodoin. That's why the Gemara had to give a different reason of Das Acheres. That's why it's a Dovah Shalom Baliyam. That's his first Teretz. But then he says it's a second Teretz. V'ha'ikor d'hochi perushoi. The ikav shad in the Gemara that by a goy it's not biyodoi, right? To be megayer in front of the bezdin, what does it mean? The gabi ger shetzorich shloisha shiodiu mitzvahs kalas vechamuris manyema shiimsa tamidich achomim ruuyim lahodia. Avol gabi eved halakuach miYisrael. Afal gav the boy gimel hoil ve'enam tzvichim chachomim. Vade yimsa v'yodohu shekolodom yelashom de mitzvah ka'ovi de mishamochi shanilei de hashtadas acheres. So what does the Ri HaZokin answer? The HaZokin answers a different teretz. He says that by a goy you won't be able to find the bezdin of three tamidi chachomim because the bezdin of geirus has to be tamidi chachomim because bishas hatvila they have to be modia. Right, they have to be modia mitzvahs, so you need tamidi chachomim to do that. Masha'en came by the eved, even though he has to undergo a tefillah in front of the bezdin, but there's no hadas mitzvahs, as the Rambam said. The hadas mitzvahs already took place at the original geirus to become an eved. Now, when he's completing his geirus, you don't need any hadas mitzvahs. There's no kabbalas mitzvahs now. There's no hadas mitzvahs, so you don't need tamidi chachomim. So that you'll be able to find. Three people, right, who can serve as a bezdin on the tefillah, right? So that's why the Gemara couldn't say by an eved miyemar that the mizdaka keilei shlosh. In other words, according to the Ri HaZokein, when the Gemara is saying that by a ger, it's not biyodo because who says he'll find the bezdin? It means who says he'll find the bezdin of tamidi chachomim that are required to be the part of the bezdin of the geirus. By avdus, by an eved mishuchra, you need a bezdin. You need a bezdin of three to witness the tvila, but you don't need tamidi chachomim because the tamidi chachomim are a function of what, according to the Ri HaZokin. And the Miri also says it. Well, what's the purpose of having tamidi chachomim on the bezdin? It's to teach, yes. Yeah, for the hodos mitzvahs, you have to have tamidi chachomim who can ask the questions. They know what to ask, and so that's why you need tamidi chachomim. It's not that only tamidi chachomim are kosher to be dayonim in the bezdin, right? There's no such halacha that tamidi chachomim have to be. They are the only ones who are kosher. No, because since there's a hodos mitzvahs by geirus, so that's why you need tamidi chachomim. but not by the tefillah of shichra of an eved. So we see from the Riyazokin, like the Meiri, he holds like the Meiri, that you do need Tamini Chachomim on the Bezdin of Geiris. Now there's also a Rashba on Daf Peches, in Yevomis. The Rashba is going on the Gemara there, the 10th Perek, where the Gemara says, is the Sugya Vedecha Nemon Bi Surin. Right? It's that if... is an Eid Echod is Nemon to say about something that it's hektish or it's not hektish. Koinomis. Hektish. Kedushas Domi, Mishum Deviyodol Iftoso. Kedushas Aguf, Itidei Mishum Deviyodol Etshule Yale. Right? If it's hektish and he wants to testify that it's no longer hektish, it was once hektish. He wants to testify the Eid Echad that's no longer hektish. So if it's kedushas domim, it's biyodo liftoso. So the Eid Echad is neman against ischazek isura when if it's biyodoi, right? If biyodoi to change the status, then Eid Echad is neman. It's a very important principle that we'll be talking about a lot next week, right? Eid Echad is Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, Safik Chelo, Safik Shuman, Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin. But the Gemara at the beginning of Gittin, I think it's tomorrow's Daf Hayomi, I think. The Daf Beis in Gittin. The Gemara talks about Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, and it says, if it's Ischazik Yisurin, Eid Echad is not Neman. But, the Gemara says, if it's Biyodo, then... Right, it's biyoda. Then he is neman. So, for instance, by to say that these peiros are not tevel, that these peiros there was the chulin, right? So you neman and neidach is neman, even though they had a chazaka being tevel because it's biyodai lahafrish truma, and so to biyoda lishchait, right? Rashi and Tosis on daf beis on the beis in Gittin. Right, so it comes from the Gemara in Yevomis, that peiches. So if it's hektish of kedushas domim, it's biyodo liftoso. If it's kedushas aguf, where there's no pigeon, ididei mishum de biyodo lichule alei. If it's your own kedushas aguf that you were makdish, right? So it's biyodo lisho. You can be shoyu. You can go to a bezdin and do hatoras nedarim, and the kedushas aguf will go off. So therefore, you're going to be neman because of the other. So the Rashba asks Akasha, right? It's why is it biyoda? You have to go to a bezdin. You have to do hataras the dorim in front of a bezdin. The Gemara in Kiddushin said that by gerus it's not biyoda because who says you'll get a bezdin? So over here, who says you'll get a bezdin to do hataras the dorim? So why is that? Why is that considered to be biyoda that you're going to be neman? So the Rashba has two answers, but the second answer is what's nogea to us. The Rashba answers by haforas the dorim lo ba'inan mumchin v'shloi shehad yoydes hayoydim liftoyach sagi lei v'kem shekein lo yamina miyema devadei mashkach the mizdakeke lei. So he says by haforas the hatoras the dorim you don't need a bezin of mumchin, a bezin of hed yoydes is sufficient. You'll find a bezin of hed yoydes to be mate ned. But what? But by... So what's the Gemara in... by Gerus? That's not Biyodai? Because apparently over there you do need a Bezdin of Mumchin by Gerus. And therefore it's not Biyodai. That's what the Gemara means. Because it's not Biyodai since you need Mumchin. Yes, the Shar HaMelech, it's not true. You don't need Mumchin by Gerus. Right? You don't need Mumchin. Yesterday we had a whole shiur where we saw all the Rishonim say, you don't need mumchin either because of the Doroseichem or because of Shlichosayukav Dina. So what does the Rashba mean? That by Hatoras the Dorim, it's biyodai because you don't need a bezdin of mumchin. But by Gerus, it's not biyodai because you need a bezdin of mumchin. But you don't need mumchin. You don't need mumchin. So the Shar HaMelech says that maybe, perhaps the Rashba is not really, when he says mumchin, he's referring to Tamidei Chachomim. That by Geirus you need Tamidei Chachomim. by a bezdin of Hataras Nedarim. We do Hataras Nedarim every year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? You're not machpi to get three Tamidei Chachomim, right, to be on the bezdin. Everybody takes their, with their neighbors. They form a bezdin. So for Hataras Nedarim, you don't need a bezdin among. You need something. They have to understand what Hataras Nedarim is about, but they don't have to be Tamidei Chachomim. But the bezdin of Geirus has to be Tamidei Chachomim. That's what the Shar HaMelech says. So we have a Rashba as well. So we have, what do we have? We have a Meiri, Tosis V'Azoken, a Rashba, that you do need a Bezdin of Tamidei Chachomim. And on the other hand, though, the Rambam doesn't mention Tamidei Chachomim, the Mechaber doesn't mention Tamidei Chachomim. The Ramah inserts it in the Shulchan Aruch, Shlosha Tamidei Chachomim. So there seems to be a whole issue about this, whether you need Tamidei Chachomim. And Ramesha has a tshuva, a very short tshuva, in which Ramesha discusses this question. The question really that Ramesha was discussing is whether you need all three Dayonim to be Tamidei Chachomim. Is that necessary? All three Dayonim be Tamidei Chachomim. The Ramesha starts off and he says that the Rambam Bichlal did not mention Tamidei Chachomim, and the Noseh Kelim on the Rambam didn't ask on him why didn't he mention Tamidei Chachomim, as the Gemara mentioned. So apparently they understood that that there is no requirement Tamidei Chachomim. The Gemara mentioned Tamidei Chachomim for Hodos Mitzvahs, but if you have somebody else that the Talmid Chacham taught them what to ask, right? What to be modiah, that should suffice, even though he's not a Talmid Chacham. And he says, just like we find in Soita, by the when the Isha, the Soita, goes up to Yerushalayim, Mosim lo shnei Talmidei Chachomim, and to go along with the husband and the Isha. And the purpose for that is kedei lasuyeve. They should know how to give hasuah, that he shouldn't have beer with her on the way up to Yerushalayim, because if he has beer, then the meisoita are not going to work, because he's not menuka miyovain. So we give him Tamidei Chachomim. What's the purpose of Tamidei Chachomim? To escort them, to know what to say, to know how to be masra them, right? But the that's the purpose of Tamidei Chachomim. So Ramesha says also by Geirus, Mashiisa bebraisa Tamidei Chachomim rak sheyedu maloima lahager mixas mitzvahs chomash yitzichim ledaver ita. It's just that they should be informed. They should know what to tell him. Lachen im gam stam anoshim yedu ze machash Tamidei Chachomim echad yom alahem tchi lasagi v'lachen lo hiskir ze haram. So if you'll have the Tamidei Chachomim informing the Dayonim what to say, what to be modia, so that's okay. That's why the Rambam didn't mention Tamidei Chachomim. Ramesha goes on. He wants to bring more rayas that you don't need Tamidei Chachomim. He says from the Gemara says Bimei David uShlomo, they were not mekabel geirim because they were afraid that people would be megayir for ulterior motives, because Klal Yisrael was very powerful, was very wealthy. They wouldn't be megayir l'shem shamayim, but it would be for ulterior motives. So they weren't mekabel geirim. But yet the Rambam says that there were many geirim bizman David and Shlomo who were megayir bifnei bezdin shel hedyotis. They went to Bate Dinim of Hedyaitis and they were Megayir. And there's a whole complicated Rambam on that we'll do when we talk about Kabbalah Mitzvahs. We'll analyze that Rambam. But they were Megayir. In other words, the Sanhedrin, the real Bate Dinim, were not Megayir, Geirim, Bizman, David, Shlomo. But yet there were thousands upon thousands of Geirim who went to a Bezdin Shel Hedyaitis, who were Megayir them. And the Rambam says, what's the halach in a case like that? B'dieved, the Geirus is going to be a valid Geirus. So apparently these Batei Dinim Shel Hedyotis were not Tamidei Chachomim, because if they were Tamidei Chachomim, they wouldn't have done this. They wouldn't have been Megayir all these people during those generations. So you see once again that you don't need Tamidei Chachomim on the Bezdin, and therefore the Ramesha paskins, bottom line, he paskins, the Bezdin of Geirus does not require Tamidei Chachomim. When the Ramah writes that there should be Shloshe Talmide Chachomim. The Ramah's Kavona is that they should be people who know what to do. Who know what to do. But they don't have to be Bikiyim Bishas. They don't have to be Talmide Chachomim, but they should know what to do. They should be informed what to say to the ger, what to be modia him, right? And Ramosha at the end of his psak though, he says, Ledina en kepeda bozer rachsha tamid chochom hayechidi yodia la hashnaim shemitstari vimo prote hadinim demila u tvila vahoidos hamitzvah kabbalah. So the Rav Moshe seems to say that one of the three should be a Talmid Chacham, the other two don't have to be a Talmid Chacham, so that the Talmid Chacham is modia to the other two, right? What they should do, what they should know. Right? I don't know if Rav Moshe means dafka, that one of the three has to be a Talmid Chacham. If the three Dayonim went to a Talmid Chacham beforehand and he told them everything and he wrote it up, he gave them a list exactly what to say and what to do, maybe that would be sufficient. But the Shaila was, do all three have to be Talmidei Chacham? So Rav Moshe answered, all three don't have to be. You should have one Talmid Chacham there who knows what he's doing, and he can inform the others. But if they were informed beforehand, I don't know if you even need that one Talmid Chacham, right? But that's the bottom line. That's the psak of Rav Moshe. Talmidei Chachamim are not a requirement. And apparently he would say, we see all of these Rishonim who say that you do need Talmidei Chachamim. Rav Moshe would say, you need Talmidei Chachamim for the Hodos Mitzvahs. But if it's not that there's, the Gavra has to be a Talmid Chacham. I mean, a person who's posel liedus is posel to be a Dayan, right? There's no way that he can be kosher, because he's posel, he's a Rosha. That's why the Geirus of conservatives and reforming conservatives is not a valid Geirus according to Halacha, not only because there's no Kabbalah Smitzis, right? That's the main reason. But there's another reason, because the Dayonim are posel. The Dayonim are Mamish posel, they are Pikorsim, they're Mechalli Shabbos, they're posel, they're Rishoyim, and therefore they're posel to be Dayonim, they're posel to be Dayonim. You have no best in there, right? Even if there would be a true, sincere Kabbalah Smitzis, there would be, it still doesn't matter. The Geirus is not valid because the Dayonim are Mamish posel. But by Talmidei Chachomim, where you have kosher Dayonim, even if they're not Talmidei Chachomim, the Gavra is kosher to be a Dayan. It's only that. Why do you need Talmidei Chachomim? So that they should know what to do and what to say. But if they learned what to do, so Rav Moshe says, bottom line, it's not going to, it's going to be a kosher bezdin for Geirus. And possibly that's what the Me'iri means, and the Me'iri and the Tvi Hazokin. It's all because of the Hodos Mitzvahs. So min hastam, you find Talmidei Chachomim who know what to do and what to say, right? But b'di'eved, if you'll have somebody who learned what to do, he's a hetyed, he's not a Talmid Chacham. So then I think according to Rav Moshe, that probably would be that Geirus would be a valid Geirus. Okay. I don't know if we'll be able to. Yes.
Was there something between the Tarsim Darim
I mean, the truth is, the way we do Hatoris Nedarim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? You can have three people who don't know the halachas. They know what Hatoris Nedarim is, but if you'll ask them a shayla, what's a Pesach, what's a Charota, right? We do it without Pesach and without Charota. He says that he has, we do it without Pesach, we do it, it's Charota, it's Charata. But technically, by a Bezin of Hatoris Nedarim, you should have one person who knows something about Hatoris Nedarim, and he can teach the other two. But I don't think he has to be a Talmid Chacham. Depends how we define a Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham doesn't mean that you know one, you know some of the halachas. You read it in, you know, you read the Neil Neustadt's column in your TED, and that's you don't become a Talmud Chacham based on that, right? You have to have one person who knows the sum of the halachas of HaTorah Nedarim. Over here, we're talking about the question that we were discussing is, do you need a Talmud Chacham, right? So Rav Moshe says, so we understood before Rav Moshe's tshuva that we have a number of Rishonim who say you need a Talmud Chacham. That means he really has to be a Talmud Chacham. Whatever the definition Talmud Chacham is, not just somebody who knows a few halachas that he read up, he read an English book, he read the Yacht Scroll, right? So that doesn't make him into a Talmud Chacham. But Rav Moshe seems to be saying that that Talmud Chacham, the way he interprets, is not really required, right? It's just that he has to know what to do and what to say. So if he learns it, that's going to be good enough. Okay, we've been discussing all along Mila and Tefila for the Geirus, right? But there is a third element besides Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There's one other element for Geirus, which is the korban, Hartzoas Domim, right? The korban. Every ger has to bring a korban, Bizman Beit HaMikdash. And what is the nature of this korban? What is this? What does this korban accomplish? Why does he have to bring the korban? Besides it being a gzeres hakosuv, it seems from the Gemara, because at Matan Torah they brought a korban, right? What is the essence, the nature of this korban? So that's very, very interesting. The sugya in Krisus, the Mishnah in Krisus, and the Mishnah brings down the Arva Mechusvei Kapara. Right? There are four Mechusvei Kapara. What's Mechusvei Kapara? There are certain Temeim who have to bring a korban before they're allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash or eat from Kodesh, right? So what are they? Zov, Zove, Yoledes, and Mitzvah. Tuma Yotze Migufo. Right? Arba Mechusvei Kapara. And then Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Ger is also Mechusvei Kapara, Chiyizra Kol of Hadam. Ger is also considered to be Mechusvei Kapara, because he has to bring a korban. Before he brings the korban, he's not allowed to eat kodshi. He can't bring korbanos. Right? So he's a fifth Mechusvei Kapara. So Gemara says that the Tanna Kama, my time alo toni ger. Why didn't the Tanna Kama mention ger? Because it is true that a ger is not allowed to eat from kodshim until he brings the korban. Even after the mila or tvila, can't go into the Beis HaMikdash and he can't eat kodshim until he brings the korban of gerus. So why didn't the Tanna Kama mention that? Ki katoni midon de mishrei lemechal bikodshim ger ki komaisi korban laachshuei nafshei lemeyal bakohol. Right. So the Tanna Kama held, what's mechusei kapara? Tameim who are not allowed to eat a korban unless they bring the korban mechusei kapara. They can't eat kodshim. Right? That's mechusei kapara. That's zov, zova, yoledes, mitzvah. Right? But again, the reason why he has to bring the korban is not b'toyres mechusei kapara, but b'toyres what? Lemeyal lachshuri nafshe lemeyal bakoho. Right? To be machshe himself that he can enter the kol, he can enter into Klal Yisrael. Right? So what does that mean? Therefore it's not called Mechusei Kapar. That is, it's more encompassing than Mechusei Kapar. What exactly does that mean? So here we have a Rambam in two different places. The Rambam in Perush HaMishnayis and the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam in Perush HaMishnayis has a very interesting pshat in the Machloikis between Tanna Kama and Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Rambam Perush Mishnayis, the Rambam says, Tanna Kama holds, once there's Milo Tvila, Hutar Lechol B'Kodshim. With the Mila and the Tvila alone, he's Mutar to eat Kodshim. Right? So it's not the Korban that he brings, it has nothing to do with Mechusvei Kapora to allow him to eat Kodshim. So what's the purpose of the Korban? HaKorban Mitzvah B'Alma. It's a Mitzvah B'Alma. But it's not Mechusei Kapara. And Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov says he's not allowed to eat Kodshim Achiyizor Kol of Adam until he brings the Korban. So therefore Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov considers the Korban to be Mechusei Kapara. The Tanna Kama holds the Korban is a mitzvah bialmo la'achshurei nafshei lemeyo bakohol. Right? It's a mitzvah. I don't know exactly what that means. It's a mitzvah bialmo. If we say that Geirus, that there's a mitzvah of Geirus, as we've discussed, right? There's a mitzvah of Geirus. There's certain things which are necessary for the Chalais HaGeirus. Milu Tvila on Kabbalah's mitzvah are absolutely necessary. And then possibly the Rama means that the Korbin it's not Ma'akiv in the Geirus. Ma'akiv, it won't even stop him from eating Kodshim. It's a complete Geir according to Rama Perish and Shnayas. But it's a mitzvah b'yalma. It's part of the mitzvah of Geirus that he has to bring the Korban. I don't know. I'm not sure what the Rambam means exactly, but that's the Rambam in Perish and Mishnayis. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah, in Hilchas Mechusrei Kapora, the Rambam says differently. Ger Shemol, he paskins like the Tana Kama, and he writes, Ger Shemol v'toval, v'adayin lohevi korbono, avadishu oso lechol bakotshim, achi yovi korbono, eino mimechusrei kapora. Right? He's not allowed to eat kochim until he brings the korban, but it's still not a din of mechusei kapara. Against what he writes in Perush Mishnah. Perush Mishnah, he said, according to the Tanakhama, he's allowed to eat kochim right after the milo tvila. So the korban is only mitzvah b'yam. The Rambam here writes, he's not allowed to eat kochim, but we don't define this korban as mechusei kapara. Why? Sure, because he interprets the Gemara differently. She korbono ikvo Leos Ger Gomor, Valios Kechol, Kesheire Yisrael. The Korban is Ma'akiv in the Gerus, in the completion of the Gerus. He's not a Ger Gomor. After the Milo Tvila, he's not a Ger Gomor. He's not like all Kesheire Yisrael. Bibneze Eno Echel Bakochin, Shadain Lon Nasa, Kesheire Yisrael. Vikim Shiyovi Kaporos of Yasa Yisrael Kosher. Oichel Bakochim. Three times he mentions Kishere Yisrael. He's not Kishere Yisrael. Right? In other words, what? According to the Rambam, the Korbin is a completion of the Gerus. He's not a Ger Gomor until he brings the Korbin. And then he'll be Kochok Kishere Yisrael. Then he'll be allowed to eat Kochim. Right? So that's what, and that's how the Rambam interpreted that Gemara increases. And the Gemara increases said that the Tanakhama doesn't call it Mechusei Kapara because the purpose of the Korban is La'achshurei nafshei l'meyal bakohol, right? That's what it means. It's to be machshe, to complete the Geirus that he should become Kikshere Yisrael, and once he brings the Korban, then he's allowed to eat Kodshim. It's more than just Kodshim though. So that's why it's not defined as Mechusei Kapara. Right, and that's the machlokes according to the Rambam between Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says this korban is a regular korban of mechusei kapara. The only nafka mean it has is that it allows him to eat kochim. And the Tanakhama holds, no, this korban is a korban of geirus. It's a korban to complete the geirus, to make him kikshere Yisrael. And once you bring the korban, now he's allowed to eat kochim, but there's another nafka mean. There's another nafkamina in him becoming Kikshere Yisrael. Anybody know what the other nafkamina is? That it's brought down in the Shita Mekubetzes in Kritzus, and the Avnei Nezer explains this in the Rambam as well. To become Kikshere Yisrael, what's the other nafkamina? Not only it's the Matayu in Kodshim.
Matayu
Bas Yisrael. He's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael until he brings the Korban. Obviously, that was only when there was a korban. Bizman beis hamikdash. Today, when there's no korban, he's allowed to marry a bas yisrael just based on milo tefila. That's the gzeras hakosel ludoroseichem. That the korban is not ma'akev the geirus when you can't bring the korban, right? Milo tefila are always ma'akev the geirus, but the korban will only be ma'akev him, as the Rambam says over here, to become. To complete the Geirus, to become Kikshere Yisrael, Bizman Beis HaMikdash. But it's not just a din for Kodshim, it's a din also to allow him to marry a Bas Yisrael. How did the Avnei Nezer know this in the Rambam? Because the Rambam brings down this din of Korbin, not just in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, which is a nafgamina for eating Kodshim. Where else does the Rambam bring down the requirement of Korban? In Isurivim. in Hilchos Tevilah, where he talks about Geirus. The Rambam says, "Bishloish Shadvarim Nichus Yisrael LeBris B'Mila Tevilah V'Korbin," and he says, "V'Chein LeDoyritz SheYirtzah Goy LeKonis LeBris LeStav V'Tachas Kamfei Yashchinu V'Kabalo Vol Torah Toch Milo Tevilah V'Hartso As Korbin." It's a din in Geirus. It's not a din in Kodshim. It's a din in the Geirus. To complete the Geirus, that he should be a Geir Gomor, that now he's allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. So it's not a din of Mechusei Kapara. Right? However, this din of Korbin is only Ma'akiv when, it's Ma'akiv in the completion, only when you can bring the Korbin. That's the Gzeres HaKos, the Gemara in Krisa says, L'doros Seichem, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then it's not Ma'akiv in the Geirus at all. He's a complete Geir, just with the Mila Utfila. Right? So the Rambam learns, but that's why the Rambam brings it down in both places. He brings down the Halacha of Korbin in Hilchus Geirus, and he brings it down in Hilchus Mechusrei Kapora. And there he explains clearly, it's not the regular din of Mechusrei Kapora, like Zov Yoledes and Mitzoyra. It's a din in completing the Geirus to become Kikshei Yisrael. Right? So it's very interesting because the Rambam we've seen over and over again that the Rambam seems to say there are special halachas in terms of Geirus, in terms of marrying a Bas Yisrael. Right? Just as we saw before that when there's no Bezdin by the Tvila, it's a good Geirus, but you can't marry a Bas Yisrael. Cheskas Hanhoga, the Rambam said. Good Geirus, but there's a Maila B'yuchsin, you can't marry a Bas Yisrael. And here too, the Rambam is saying as well, without the Korban, when you can bring the Korban is a Korban of Geirus, it's part of the process of Geirus, the completion of the process to become Kikshei Yisrael in one or two Ikochim, and also to marry a Bas Yisrael. And it could be the common denominator is it has to do with Kedusha. To marry a Bas Yisrael, you have to have a certain level of Kedusha. You're Bo Bakol, and there's a requirement of Kedusha. Eating Kodshim also requires a certain level of Kedusha. So the Korbin, the Rambam writes, that Korbin is like a Kapora. And Kapora, so what do you mean? What kind of Kapora? What kind of Kapora does he need? But maybe that Korbin is Male, it gives him a certain Milo of Kedusha to become Kikshere Yisrael, in terms of kodshim, things eating things of kedusha, and in terms of marrying a bas Yisrael, kedushin, right? Kedushin, marrying a bas Yisrael, is also an inyan of kedusha, right? And v'yayose Yisrael kosher oichel bakodshim. But that's how the Rambam learns the very different than how he learns in Perush HaMishnayos. That's just according to Tanakam, it's just a mitzvah b'alma. That's why it's not called mechusrei kapor. It's not ma'akiv in eating the kodshim. But the Rambam, in Mishnah Torah learns it is. Of course, it's your ma'ukav for eating the kodshim. But we don't call it mechusrei kapor because the reason why you can't eat kodshim is not because of the special din of mechusrei kapor, but rather is because the geirus is not complete. So there are certain ramifications of an incomplete geirus. Kodshim, not marrying a Bas Yisrael, so the purpose of the Korban is to complete that Geirus. Just one more Nekuda, I just want to complete this. The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva that you should go through. I gave you the tshuva of Avnei Nezer, where he has a chakira whether the din of Korban, right, is Korban ma'akev in the Geirus, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when you could bring a Korban. It's only the Gzeres HaKosov is when there is no Beis HaMikdash. L'doros Seichem, then it's not Ma'akev. Or does the L'doros Seichem teach us, that since there will be times where you can't bring Korban for the Geirus, therefore the Korban is never Ma'akev in the Geirus. And the Avnei Nezer says, this is really a Machlokes Rishonim. From the Rambam, it's very clear. The Rambam, it's clear that the Rambam and the camp of the Rambam is the Ramban and the Mukhe Yosef. They all hold that the Korban is only Ma'akev. The Korban is Ma'akev, will be Ma'akev Bizman Beis HaMikdash. It's not Ma'akev when there's no Beis HaMikdash. We see that from the Rambam over here, right? Because the Rambam says that you must need a Korban. You need the Korban to complete the Geirus when you can bring the Korban. So what's the Gemara L'doro Seichem? That must be when there is no Beis HaMikdosh, right? And so too he proves from the Ramban, that the Ramban holds that way, the Ramban that we learned yesterday about Mumchin, that the Ramban said that how do we do Geirus Bizman Azeh when we don't have Mumchin? So the Ramban said, the Geirus HaKosov, L'doro Seichem, that Bizman Hazeh, when there are no Mumchin, then you don't need Mumchin. But Bizman, when there are Mumchin, so then you will need Mumchin. So the same thing, it's the same Gzeres HaKosel, L'doro Seichem, for Mumchin and for Korbin, right? So just like by Mumchin, they would be Ma'akiv when there are Mumchin, it's only when you don't have, it's not Ma'akiv based on L'doro Seichem. So to Korbin, when you can bring the Korbin, it's going to be Ma'akiv. So the Avnei Nezer says the Rambam and the Ramban both hold that Korban will be Ma'akev Bizman Beis HaMikdash. However, the Rashba and Rabbeinu Nesanil in Tosis in Kiddushin hold that Korban is never Ma'akev. And he brings a raya from the Rashba, also from Mumchin, because the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Nesanil, the Rashba is, we didn't see this Rashba inside, we just discussed it outside yesterday, but the Rashba says, how do you know that Mumchin, how do you know, how can we do Geiris today without Mumchin? So he says, Ki gemire, shloisha gemire, Mumchin lo gemire. When we learned from Mishpat that you need a Besdin, we learned you need Besdin, but you don't need Mumchin. How do we know that? Efshon l'nafka l'huda l'shloisha l'chuk siv rachmona Mishpat v'lo l'mumchin because of l'doro seichem. For the Doroseichem is Megale, that Mishpat only teaches us Besdin Shol Shloisha, but not Mumchin. And therefore, from the Doroseichem, we learn that there's no requirement of Mumchin, ever, right? Because since there will be times that you can't have Mumchin, so therefore the Doroseichem teaches us that you never require Mumchin, it's not going to be Ma'akiv in the Geirus. And the Haikra, he says, from this pasuk we also learn Al Karbin. The Rashba says that the Mekablin Gerim Bizman Hazeh, even though there's no Hatzoras Domin. So you see from the Rashba that the Gzeres HaKosel, the Doroseichem is what? That it's never Ma'akev. Even in those times, even in times of the Beis HaMikdosh, it's not going to be Ma'akev in the, it won't be Ma'akev in the Geirus. Right? And the, that's what we learn from the Doroseichem. It's a mitzvah to bring the korban, but it's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev in the geirus. Possibly that's what the Rambam Mefarish Mishnayis held when he said that according to Tanakama, the korban is only a mitzvah, right? But it's not going to be ma'akev in anything. It's just a mitzvah to bring the korban. And so too, the Rabbeinu Nesanil in Tosis in Kiddushin also says that the lashon of Rabbeinu Nesanil is where is it? Here. Rabbeinu Nesanil says, "The beger ksiv l'doroseichem mashma b'chol inyan af agav she'eino mumchin al kocha hashto leko mumchin sharei ein smuchin l'doroseichem mashma l'dorosolam." From l'doroseichem, he seems to be saying that there's no, that l'doroseichem teaches us that mumchin will never be ma'akev, and therefore by korbin that we learn from l'doroseichem, korbin is never ma'akev. So the Avnei Nezer says it's a machlokes rishonim, where the korban is ma'akiv the geirus in the time in bizman based hamikdash, right? And ma'akiv the completion of the geir. Of course, as the Rambam says, he is a geir, but he's not kiksheri Yisrael to kotch him and to marry a bas Yisrael bizman based hamikdash. Whereas according to the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Nesanil, the korban is just a mitzvah bi'alma that the geir has to bring the korban, but it won't be ma'akiv any aspect of the Geirus. Okay, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about this on Monday. But Monday, mainly on Monday, we're going to start the next sugya of the Hochocha, right? How does he prove he's a Geir? What kind of proof do you need to prove that you're a Ger or that you're a Yisrael? Okay? I want you to have a good Shabbos. Yeah, so I'm maybe I'll make a copy of this. You know what? You can just, yeah, I'll go in and I'll make a copy of it. What? All right, so yeah, I'll hold on. I'll give it back. I'll make a copy. There's traffic to the other side of town.
Yeah,
I